Today, the Election Protection Coalition gave an update on voter suppression across the country. After 8 states passed or attempted to pass voter ID laws, only 2 were allowed to stand. But other efforts are underway to complicate the voting process and confuse voters when they arrive at the polls. WBAI's Christine Black spoke with Barbara Arnwine, the executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, one of the 150 organizations in the Election Protection Coalition. Arnwine says while voter suppression is rare in the New York metropolitan area, other states are seeing more than their fair share.
It's turned out that Ohio in 2012 is the ground zero of voter suppression. I mean, Florida's being Florida, but Ohio's giving it a good run for its money. And the worst state in 2 respects, actions by state officials, such as, you know, Secretary of State Husted. The second problem has been private actors who have done everything they can to suppress the vote. Everything from the billboards saying, you know, voter fraud is a felony, 3.5 years jail time, and $10,000 fine, which confused people to death because they didn't know what did they mean by voter fraud, why are these in my community, so many billboards, what are they trying to say about my community, and also it caused confusion because people say, what does it mean by felony? Does that mean if you got a felony conviction in the past that you can't vote? So people got very, very confused. So we went out and we had those billboards removed, and we put up our own billboards encouraging people to vote and making sure they knew about the 1-866, our vote hotline number.
You also mentioned the Ohio Secretary of State Husted. What were some of the things that he was doing, and what have you done to counter them?
I mean, his most notorious move was to cut early voting by 3 days in the state of Ohio. That fight went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he lost. The other thing he's done is more recently is instituted this, quote, software matching program, this, quote, experimental matching program during the presidential election. Now, they've had all these primaries. They've had all these other times when they could have done experiments. And guess what? The software is malfunctioning. And it's mismatching voters and telling voters that they're not registered, sending notices out to voters that they're not registered when in fact they are. It's telling people that they are different people than who they are. It's caused so many problems, and it's all his fault. Then he says, well, it's not a significant problem because it's only in a number of jurisdictions. It turns out it's in half of the jurisdictions where he is doing everything in his power to suppress the vote. And we are really, really angry. He is the Harris of this election. He is the Ken Blackwell of this election. It is disgraceful.
There's something that's come up, and I, as I understand it, this group was active in the 2010 election.
True the Vote.
True the Vote. Can you tell us who True the Vote are?
And Yes. True the Vote started with what's called the King Street Patriots, and they are a Tea Party group. And they they are out of Harris County, Texas, and in 2010 in Houston, they ran what they call poll challenger programs. And those poll challenger programs were horrible. They had people at Black and Latino precincts challenging Black and Latino voters, harassing them, going up to those voters and telling them that they knew they weren't registered, telling them that, oh, you don't speak English well, you can't vote, which is totally a lie and totally untrue in the United States, and telling people that that they had no right to vote, that they were going to have them arrested, just, you know, just really notoriously harassing people, tying up lines, making the voting long, and they were so bad that I know an injunction was sought to stop them from their, you know, practices. What they have done in 2012 is to announce that they're going to recruit 1 million such poll challengers. And as you may not be aware, we announced at today's press conference that in Pittsburgh, we become aware that they have selected in that city that 75% of the populations that they have decided to challenge are in fact African-American and minority voters. So we have written a letter to the Department of Justice saying that this is a racially targeted, racially discriminatory poll challenging effort, and it should be stopped, and asking for their immediate investigation and intervention. That letter was delivered to the Department of Justice this morning. And I just think that it's really important for us to get the word out today that, you know, voters need to do a couple things. They need to make sure that before you go to the polls that you verify that your registration status. Be sure that you have the right identification on you. Be sure that you have the right information for your polling place. We call that being a VIP. Verification, identification, polling place. If you do those things, you're going to be great and wear comfortable shoes and the right kinds of clothes because you may, in fact, have to stand in line for a while.
Barbara Arnwine is the executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. She spoke with WBAI's Christine Black.